This text from Sirach, we're in the part of Sirach where he's praising great men, and he goes through the list of the great saints of Israel. And he arrives sooner or later at Elijah, and that part's taken out. Now, he was a great saint. One of the things that we're deprived of is the ancient custom of having the saints of the Old Testament as part of our celebrations. In the church of in the Latin Church of Jerusalem, they still have that. So today could be the feast of Saint Elijah, or Saint Abraham, or Saint Moses, and it does. I wish we did that, because it keeps us tied to our ancestors, and we see that we're part of a whole plan of God for the salvation of the world. And the last and greatest act of that plan has already taken place, the death and resurrection of the infinite, eternal Son of God himself in his humanity, and bathe the world in light. But we need prophets like Elijah. They're all down the street praying today because this guy's going to have his clinic for late-term abortions. How many million children have been killed? We need, you see, he had power when he told the rain to stop. Stopped for 3 years. That's power. God gave it to him. And so we have this. So it's nice to read the Elijah-Elisha cycle. It starts at the end of 1 Kings and goes over into 2 Kings. We're reading from Sirach, which is, as I say, summing up the story of Elijah. The staff of bread he shattered. In his zeal, he reduced them to straits because he called down a famine. The Lord told him, call down a famine. By the Lord's word, he shut up the heavens. And then another thing he did, three times he brought down fire. Called down fire. One time there was a whole detachment of soldiers sent by the king to arrest him and bring him so they could kill him. And the Lord just wiped them out. Fire. The Lord called, Elijah called down fire on them. He's the one who broke the staff of bread. There was a 3-year famine. And then he killed all the prophets of Baal. You remember the challenge? All right, but you guys, here's your cow, here's the fire. Go ahead and see if Baal will come and consume your sacrifice. So, remember, they're whirling dervishes, the Baal prophets. So they're dancing and singing, cutting themselves with knives, all sorts of things. You see how the poor human spirit gets... Wouldn't take... We would do that if we didn't have the grace of God. You know... The more you hurt yourself, the more the gods will be nice to you. That's nuts. But it's an instinct. We know we're sinners, so we got to do something. So they stab themselves with their spears and dance and sing. And Elijah's saying, you know, maybe he's in the John. You know, maybe you just have to, you know. And then he puts down his, he just calls on God, and boom, the whole fire is consumed and consumes everything. Then he kills the prophets of Baal. Then he goes back up on the mountain and he's praying. He's kneeling down with his head between his knees. That got to be the prayer gesture of many of the great prophets. One of the great, is it Honi the Circle Drawer? No, it's the other one. One of the great holy men among the pre-incarnation rabbis prayed that way. And when it's said that he prayed that way, they're saying, you know, he's imitating Elijah. And then at the end, taken away. Did he die or just go up to heaven? We don't know. Lots of things we don't know. But he'll come back to reestablish the tribes of Israel and the tribes of Jacob. There's 12 tribes, right? 10 are missing. Still. In the exile, they were scattered so badly that they didn't come back at all. And one of our Lord's missions in his preaching, in his death and resurrection, was to gather those tribes. And he did. John had a vision, right? I know this is pretty not abstract, but it's not the way. But it's important. This is all background, you see. He died to gather the lost tribes of Israel. So, John had a vision. And in heaven, there are the 12 tribes. Tribe of Asher, 144,000. Tribe of Gad, 144,000. Tribe of Benjamin, 144,000. You remember? 144,000 just means 12 times 12 times a huge mess. Myriad. Myriad doesn't mean thousand, it means just lots. We translated 1,000, it's all right. So they are gathered. Not here, there. They are gathered. And they're praying for us. Now they see their Savior. And they're praying for us. You see? To turn back the hearts of fathers toward their sons, that he gets from Malachi, right? Malachi, talking about the return of Elijah, says he comes to turn the hearts of fathers toward their sons, and to turn the hearts of sons toward their fathers, and to reestablish the tribes of Jacob. It's all happening. You have that prophecy in Micah, chapter 7, I think, where the families will be, in the last days, families will be scattered. Fathers against sons, sons against fathers, mothers against daughters-in-law, daughters-in-laws against mothers and mothers-in-law. And the Lord says, it's happening. Remember? It's right in the gospel. He's alluding to this prophecy and saying, now are the last times. Now are the last times. This is what was prophesied by Micah. And it happens. Some are going to accept me and some are going to kill them. It still happens. You see? Blessed is he who shall have seen you and falls asleep in your friendship. Elijah in Jewish piety is like St. Anthony in Catholic piety. You call on him for everything. And at a solemn meal, there's an extra chair for Elijah. He may come. And he'll end the world, but he'll come to the banquet. Is that going to help you this day? But you need it. I'm going to quit pretty soon. You need it to understand the gospel. Why did the scribes say Elijah must come first? Elijah will come, Jesus says, and restore all things. In fact, I tell you, Elijah has already come. John the Baptist comes in the spirit and power of Elijah to set all things right and to prepare for the coming of the Messiah. And he died a martyr. And so God's plan is working out. And God's plan is still working out. I tell you, just as a woman is sad when her time comes to deliver because of the pain, but she forgets the pain when the child's born. And I promise you, that will be your life. And you'll forget the pain when the Son of Man comes into your life or comes to end the world. You'll forget it. The joy will be so great.